Hey folks, it's yours truly, Solo Dan here, and we had a little bit of an audio issue. Because of my streaming, I usually have my computer volume down, because for music-wise, and Lee's volume was down at the start of an episode, so hand up, it's my fault. So if you want to get to the part where I finally fix the audio, go to 25 minutes in, that'll be good. The audio's fine there, it might get a little too loud, but I had to get it loud enough so you can hear both me and Mel. But yeah, hand up, my fault, but enjoy the episode, I guess. Well, no. Three, two, one. What's going on, guys? Pool boys back a day late. Not our fault. Well, it's one of our faults. Not gonna name names, but episode 28 is
It's
finally here.
better than being a whole month late.
That's true. That is true. It's better than being 6 months late, which we've done before.
Very true.
You know, this is the most consistent we've ever been, I would say. Four
Yeah,
episodes in a row.
four. I thought it was three.
No, we did the it was on the 25th, that was like the Thursday recording. And then we took a week and 3 days off, and then we posted that day on Tuesday, and then we posted. So this is like, so I would say four consistent episodes.
Oh yeah, that's true. We've been pretty good with this.
Yeah. Who would have thought? Who would have thought you going to college would have made it more consistent, and you have more difficult locations of when they record?
I have some breaking news.
Oh.
It's sad to say that Jodo will be no longer.
Oh.
As viewers, you guys don't know what Jodel is.
It's always great to have an inside joke on a podcast that no one will know. They
It's
always
a
say, if you want to get famous, bring an inside joke up on the podcast.
group formed, and because of one of my co-hosts' mouth got us in trouble, we have to add another member, and it's ruined. Because someone with the name Dog in his name ruined it for everyone.
Well, someone with the guy male in his name just didn't have had to talk about the night, so.
Well then, but someone had to mention the actual name and
Yeah,
the
but then
actual
someone actually
episode.
had to mention what was going on.
But you mentioned it didn't matter what
You,
my
how dare
name
you
was.
say it was me? You called me
It
out!
was you. It was
Why would you
you.
call me out? I thought we weren't
I
calling each
had
other
to.
out!
I had to. I'm sick of this. I get blamed for everything. This was not my fault. And you guys teamed up on me again last night.
Hell yeah, we did, brother.
All right.
Yeah, so let's get into the biggest news story of the week. The Astros cheating, and you know what? I have a take. I can give a shit less about them cheating.
Oh, I don't care. We beat them while they were cheating. I'm fine with it.
It's called being smart.
Actually, no, wait. I should be more mad. I mean, we lost them there too.
You did lose them in 2017, so who knows? You guys could have beat the Yankees in the ALCS.
Yeah, sure. But you know what the crazy thing about this is?
What?
This Astros thing, when did it come up? Like a week ago?
Like 2 weeks ago-ish, I think.
About 2 weeks ago. It feels like I feel like I heard about this for the last like 3 months.
I feel like this has been going on for like years now.
Oh, definitely. I mean, they've always had allegations. I mean, during the ALCS last year, they got caught cheating, which no one really blew up at all.
No.
They had a guy. They had a guy behind home plate sending signals to the Astros. That guy.
And what's it called? It's like it's not, and like people, you've been using electronics for a long time now. Like the Red Sox, they were using those Apple Watches once, right?
All right, but we got caught and we never did it again.
Yeah.
Wait.
The Yankees, I'm pretty sure, used iPads before, so it's not like it's nothing new.
Cheating is okay as long as you don't get caught. That's
Yeah.
my philosophy.
And
And
also,
even if you do get caught, nothing's getting taken away. So I say 6 Super Bowls is fine.
they done? Okay. What I was gonna say is maybe if the pitchers were smarter, like Steven Strasburg, who noticed that they were stealing his signs, he changed it in the middle of the World Series. That's the difference maker right there.
Yep.
Gotta be smarter. But this John Boy guy, I hate him.
What John Boy?
That's the guy who's like exposing them all the time.
Oh, the guy he went to like what, the Athletic and told them?
No, that wasn't John Boy's a Twitter account, like a Yankees fan.
Oh wait, who am I? Oh,
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the actual guy.
No.
Like
I'll get to the actual guy. But John Boy has just been the guy who's been just going through a bunch of videos and finding out all the
oh, I know what
trash
you're talking about.
can
I know what
bangs.
you're
Yeah.
talking about.
I hate that guy. That freaking Guido, that Yankee Guido, is very annoying.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
Yeah, I said
whoa.
it. You know he's a Fredo.
We're not a racist podcast.
You know he's a Fredo.
With his Yankee chains.
Yeah.
Unbuttoned shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Wife beater.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a little fat. Short.
Mm-hmm.
Smells like gabagool.
Ooh. Hey, you talking about gabagool here? Hey. Oh, you got a little flustered here, you know? But the guy who freaking, the guy who snitched on Mike Fiers, bro, get the guy, that guy deserves to get more of a suspension than the Nationals GM and coach.
I just don't understand. Did he, like, think, like, it was incompetence he was saying this?
No, he went to Ken Rosenthal.
And just decided to rat?
Yeah. He played for the team. He won a World Series with the team, I think.
What I see it as is like, oh, he was just like shooting the shit and just like it kind of slipped out. He said it.
No, he went to the team. He like multiple people were doing it, but Mike Fiers was the one who was like got like his nose like is the one whose name was known. It's bullshit.
He wanted to clear his name. It wasn't him cheating.
Yeah, but he's a pitcher, so it's not like it affected him anyway. Yeah,
that's true. The Astros are a very sketchy organization.
Oh yeah, 100%. I remember they had like a scandal a couple years ago with a draft. Like they lost a draft pick a couple years ago, right?
I'm pretty. Yeah.
Was it them or the Braves? Or did they both do it?
No, it was the Braves. Wait, was the scandal like with an international player?
I don't remember. I think both of them definitely lost draft picks a couple years ago.
Wait, you might be thinking about the Red Sox actually.
No. The Braves definitely lost draft pick, and definitely the Astros lost a draft pick a couple years ago too.
Well, anyway. I don't know, there's, like, people are like, oh, this is, like, what good organizations do. I mean, they won the World Series. They won one World Series, I had to spit.
I mean, more than the Yankees.
Definitely more than the Yankees. Same amount as the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
More than the Mets.
Well, at least the Mets made it, unlike some teams.
Yeah, it's hard to make it to the big dance, you know?
Exactly. We deserve more credit. We weren't even projected to make the World Series that year.
Kind of disgusting thing, but ooh. The Mets made more World Series this decade than the Yankees have.
You hate to see it.
I mean, who's really little brother?
Exactly. Situation? That's what I've always been saying. I always said, when more success, the Yankees or the Mets?
And now Yo's hitting bombs.
Yo's hitting bombs. I forgot to add about that, but we can talk about that a little bit right now. Yo was hitting bombs with Andy Chavez throwing him pitches, and then Andy Chavez I think deleted the video because I think the Mets are trying to get insurance money off Yoenis Cespedes. So if Yoenis Cespedes is already hitting pitches, that means they can't collect the insurance money, and they're not gonna be happy with this now.
Dude, let Yo, like, he's the greatest Met to ever live when he plays.
Mm-hmm. Damn right. We always say that. We say that for like 70. Liam, I think we said like at least 70 different times now.
It's true though. He's the greatest Met player to ever live when he plays.
Mm-hmm. Let's just move on. There's no point in talking about Yoenis Cespedes obsessively again.
That Athletics team is really good.
The what?
That Athletics team is really good.
Oh yeah, Josh Donaldson, Yoenis Cespedes.
They have like good pitching too.
They had John Lester for like half a season. I know that.
Didn't they have Trinan?
I don't know.
That team was really good.
Yeah. They made the playoffs a couple of times. All right. Miles Garrett killed him, man. He doinked Mason Rudolph.
Legit could have went to jail for some serious time right there.
I'm so mad I wasn't watching. I turned it off after the Browns scored that last touchdown. I am so mad I didn't get to see it live.
Oh, I just turned it on when that happened.
Really? You're a lucky man.
I watched the last few seconds. Oh, my God. I was appalled. What a disgusting display of sports. Get this man.
It was an all-time doink.
Like, people who are trying to blame it on, like, Rudolph. Rudolph, like, escalated and did try fighting him. But the point where you take a helmet and slam someone over the head with it. I mean,
Well, you got to ask the question. Not to get political on the podcast, but Mason Rudolph is a Trump guy. You got to ask the question. What happened?
Miles Garrett came out to say if he wasn't a Trump guy?
That's true.
Who knows? He could be a Trump guy.
Yeah.
For all we know, Miles Garrett could be a Nazi.
That's true. We don't know. We know.
He hasn't, he hasn't come out and said, I agree with the Nazis' viewpoints.
Exactly. We have. We are an anti-Nazi, anti-racist
very
podcast.
Anti-Nazi, anti-racism.
Anti-homophobia.
Anti-homophobia. Pro...
Pro-drugs?
Pro-drugs. Pro,
I thought you were going to say slavery for a second.
I didn't have an end to this.
Yeah, but you get the point. Miles Garrett, yeah. you gotta stop joining people. It is crazy because he did get the longest suspension for an on-field incident, so.
What was the suspension?
It was the rest of the season.
I mean.
Well, the other guy, I think he, almost killed a guy. Like, it was, a three-game suspension. Oh, suspension.
Didn't Burfict get...
Well, Burfict is a multi-time offender, so that's why.
But if you do take your helmet off in the middle of a football game, hit someone over the head with it, you actually get charged with assault.
That's assault, brother.
No, in New York State, if I was ever playing football, I took my helmet off and hit someone over the head with it, I'd go to jail for, 3 years. So.
Well, only if they press charges, I think, right?
Well, yeah, only if they press charges, but, it's actually assault, on the football field. It's highly illegal to do. Because it's a deadly weapon.
Yeah, don't be a pussy, you know? What if you take off someone else's helmet and boink them?
Wait, what?
What if you take someone else's helmet off, then you're not taking off your own helmet?
Well, that's blood in the other person's hands, their fault.
Exactly.
It's like framing on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're a pro-cheese podcast, that's what I want to say.
Cheese?
Yeah, we're very pro-cheese.
I don't know, there's some cheeses I don't like out there, you know?
No, we're toe-cheese. Wait, pro-cheese, especially toe-cheese.
I don't like, what's it called? The spicy one.
Pepper Jack?
Yeah, I don't like Pepper Jack.
If we're going to be pro-cheese, then we got to be pro-all-cheese, I'm sorry.
I can't accept this.
I'm not a big Swiss guy, but it's
good. I don't like Swiss either.
It comes with the job. You know what? Maybe we aren't pro-cheese.
We're pro gabagool meat.
We let some cheeses in but kick other cheeses out.
You know what I mean. Yeah.
We don't like other cheeses coming into our country.
Mm-hmm.
There's some cheese that could just stay where
they are. The only ones that can stay with us is American.
American.
Mozzarella,
yeah, that's very American.
Parmesan.
Cheddar. Gouda. Mac and cheese.
Grilled cheese.
You said Monster.
Munster. Gabagool.
Monster can stay with. Gabagool can stay with.
Ham. Bologna.
Ham.
Did you... Whoa!
This car just came speeding down.
Someone's out on a joyride.
I'm outside, but I don't really have to be outside. I have to be outside now.
It's just a force of habit, you know? That's the podcast nowadays.
My roommate isn't even here. Speaking of my... I mean... You heard him yesterday.
Yeah. He was getting that dummy top.
Alright.
You know who else is a dummy?
Who?
Kristaps Porzingis. Man, that guy stinks. P.U.
Bro, I heard Mel is better than Kristaps.
We'll get to that. But Kristaps Porzingis just can't get the job done when the pressure is on him most. 0-2.
Talk your shit.
0-2 against the Knicks this season? Yuck. You're supposed to trust that dude? Ugh, I am just disgusted just thinking about that. Luka Doncic? You should ask for a trade. Just how bad Kristaps is.
Honestly,
they gave that dude a max contract, and now Luka's you saw the stat. Luka plays better when Kristaps isn't on the court than when Kristaps is.
Kristaps and what's his name is the same person. Friggin', this joke isn't going well. I forgot the guy's name.
All right, good joke. But yeah,
who's the dude who's in Space Jam? The really tall dude.
Oh, fuck.
What's his name?
Fuck.
He got, dunked on by, 1,000 people.
Fuck.
He was, 7'5". He was huge. Oh, Kristaps is just a poor man's Sim Bular. That's what I meant.
That's not who you're talking about, though.
Nah, nah.
I'm trying to find him.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm trying to find him.
Fuck, what was his name? It wasn't Detlef Schrempf, obviously.
No.
Fuck, what was... Is it like Jim something?
No. Hold up, I'm looking for it. I'm going to find it.
Huh?
We're going to find it. Sean Bradley.
Sean Bradley, there we go.
Yeah, Sean Bradley. Porsche, he's freaking Chris. Sean Bradley is like a billion times better than Sean Bradley, you know? It's like, it's not even, it's crazy.
Yeah, Sean Bradley's a billion times better than Sean Bradley, right? Do you even hear yourself speaking?
Man, I'm going to beat your ass.
So,
Sammy Ojeley. I'm not done with Kristaps. You think I'm done with Kristaps? This dude Kristaps couldn't handle any pressure. The Knicks fans, when the Knicks fans are loud, the Knicks fans are loud. This sucks when the Knicks suck, because the Knicks have such good fans. It's crazy.
Bro, the Mecca.
It's the Mecca. It is. I just wish we could be a good team.
Yeah, I should have signed Melo back.
I'm watching the Suns game right now. The Suns are the whitest team ever. They have Ricky Rubio, Frank Kaminsky, Dario Saric. True.
I mean, the Mavericks don't even.
Oh, that's true. Well, the Mavericks are I guess Dario Saric and Rubio are European too, but still. I can't. My point stands.
How about this?
The Mavericks are the most Aryan team. The Suns are the most white team.
Yeah, more European.
Well, the Suns also have a bunch of Europeans, too.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, but if you look at Kristaps and Luka Doncic, you just think Aryan, you know? When you look at Rubio, do you say Aryan?
No, he's Spanish.
Exactly.
What a great-looking man. No homo.
No homo.
Socks are firmly on right now.
I don't know what you just said right there.
So Melo's on Portland.
So fuck Kristaps. No, well, that's the next topic. Come on.
You introduced.
Yeah, yeah. What I wanted to say was the Knicks drafted the right player in RJ Barrett, because this dude Zion Williamson. I'm gonna send you the picture of Zion Williamson now, Liam. And you're gonna tell me this guy is not just a fat Ray Allen.
Is he fat or is he dummy thick?
He's not dummy. He lost his dummy thickness.
Oh no. Oh, Jesus.
You look at the stain on his pants, too.
Oh, that was definitely like a mustard stain or like a ketchup stain. He didn't even care enough to
throw. Bro, he gained like a good 40 pounds since the draft.
He's built like a house. Bro, his head is so small for his body.
He looks like the turtle from the...
Ninja Turtles.
Right? No. The turtle when the guy... Fuck, what was that movie called? With Dana Carvey. Master of Disguise. When you ever see Master of Disguise when he's like turtle?
No.
Not at all. Well, that's what he looks like.
He looks like a Goomba from Mario.
Hey, you talking about Goomba?
The Dame. Goomba. The Mario movie, Joe Pesci. Wait, no, it wasn't Joe Pesci.
Danny DeVito, Joe Pesci. Martin Scorsese film.
Martin Scorsese movie having Joe Pesci and Danny DeVito as a two.
As a Goomba.
Joe Pesci's the main person, but Danny DeVito is a stunt. Is a stunt double. Mm.
That's all I want. Alright, now we can go about hashtag stay mellow with two zeros at the end.
Oh yeah.
Carmelo Anthony. I am not a Carmelo hater. It just comes off that way. But
I mean, he gave you guys your best years.
That's true. Yeah, but obviously, then he gave us the worst years with the contract we gave him and stuff like that.
You guys just wouldn't let him cook.
Yeah. But Carmelo Anthony, he finally got signed to the team. He signed the Portland Trailblazers. And let's just say he went 4 for 14. Shot 2 for 3 from three-point line. He had 4 rebounds. 5 turnovers. Only 10 points. And he had a minus 20, the worst of the team. Yikes, folks. Yikes. You just hate to see it. You hate to see Carmelo Anthony take away minutes from someone like a young player like Nasir Little, who went 5 or 6 with 12 points. You hate to see it. You going to add anything, or are you just going to stay quiet?
Sorry, I was just walking away from people. I'm taking a turn right now.
Okay.
Are you talking trash about Melo? Can you say this all again? Shut up. No, Melo is one of the greatest players of all time.
Melo shot 4 for 14 today in his debut. He had 5 turnovers. He had a minus 20, the worst on the team. Nasir Little, who's like I think his second year maybe, or maybe his first, I forget, I don't know which one it is. But Nasir Little had only 23 minutes, one less minute than Melo. He took away Melo took away his minutes. He shot 5 or 6 with 12 points and had a plus 9 in the plus minus column. So,
you know what this sounds like? It sounds like you're a Melo hater.
I'm not a Melo hater. I'm just proving. Like I'm just stating the fact. Like it's just me and Melo have bad history.
Dude, Melo is the original Reggie Jackson, even though there is no other Reggie Jackson.
There is no Reggie Jackson. There's a Reggie Jackson and there's a Carmelo Anthony. That's all it is.
But if there was an original Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, some say that Kobe got his mentality from Reggie Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Some say Kobe Bryant is the son of Reggie Jackson.
I can see that.
Yeah. They look alike. What?
Can we just do a whole podcast on Reggie Jackson, even though I've never seen him play once?
Yeah. I've seen him play once.
I don't need to watch
him. I've seen him play once. It was Knicks, I saw it live too. It was Knicks why can't the Pistons? I can't think of the name for a second.
How was it witnessing greatness?
It was amazing. They beat us. It was home opener. It was amazing. We saw Reggie Jackson beat the New York Knicks. It was crazy.
And it was all Reggie Jackson.
Exactly. And I have that ticket still, so I'll always remember that as the Reggie Jackson game.
Everyone would be like, yeah, that was a game. Reggie Jackson did Reggie Jackson things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So hashtag stay mellow. New hashtag. Do you like the new hashtag?
Stay mellow. It's never been a new hashtag.
But he changed it, though. Instead of the 7 for the L, it's now 00 for the O.
Ooh,
for the, yeah.
No, I don't like that.
I like it. I think it's creative. You know why? Because he said it represents the infinity. You should look at his Instagram post. He explained why he's number 0, double 0.
Number 7 with the stay mellow.
Just look at his Instagram post whenever you feel like it. It is a wild explanation for why he said it. He is now double 0.
But 7 was just such a sharp turn and
everything. Wasn't he 15 for the Thunder though? I think he was. Either 15 for the Thunder or Rockets. I forgot which one.
He probably still used the 7 to stay mellow. Let me see.
Jay LeGrom got screwed again.
Did Jay LeGrom not win Cy Young?
So Jay LeGrom only had 29 votes again for the Cy Young Award. He did not get unanimous once again. I am very annoyed.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not very up to date with baseball.
For some reason, they said, nope, Jay LeGrom, you're not getting unanimous Cy Young once again.
Who cares? Who cares? He won.
I care. He deserves the unanimous Cy Young Award.
I mean, I don't understand what the big deal about being unanimous.
Because would you rather have 29 votes or 30 votes?
Well, obviously, yeah, that, but he just won back-to-back Cy Youngs.
Yeah, but he deserves it all. He deserved unanimous last year. He deserves it this year as well.
Dude, he's in it. Listen, the Cy Young, like, and it's one of the most prestigious.
And I think it was another West Coast voter who said he didn't deserve to win it again.
What did the West Coast vote for you?
Yeah, he did Rio.
Well, obviously.
But yeah, of course I'm very excited for Mel. I'm watching Mel right now. I'm very excited for Jay LeGrom winning Cy Young. It's very good. It's a great thing to happen.
Small though, with a Cy Young right now, like he belongs in the name of the greats, like Randy Johnson.
Your volume might not be very high this episode.
Huh?
Your volume's not gonna be very high this episode.
That's gonna suck. Look, Randy, DeGrom is in the categories of the Randy Johnson, the...
Oh, yeah, DeGrom, definitely, if he keeps it up. If he wins another Cy Young, he's definitely going to the Hall of Fame.
He's, like, on par with, like, Rick Porcello, who's also another Cy Young winner.
Yeah, that's exactly who would come to my mind when I think of Cy Young winners, Rick Porcello.
When I think of, When I do think of Cy Young, I think of Rick Porcello.
Mm-hmm. You know who doesn't have a Cy Young? Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole's never won a Cy Young.
Rick Porcello did. Why would Gerrit Cole win Cy Young? He's not an employee of any team right now.
Okay, that's not how it works, I'm sure.
He's not an employee right now. He's not in the MLB.
But during this whole cheating scandal, he was the only player to show his face. The only Astro player to show his face.
Well, yeah, because he's not part of the team. He should have left there and be like, yeah, they were cheating the whole time and just left. He's not an employee.
But he was never there when they were cheating.
Huh?
He wasn't there during the cheating year.
Doesn't matter, Danny. He's not an employee of anywhere. Okay.
So, yeah, Justin Verlander won Cy Young. I thought Gerrit Cole should have won it. That's just my opinion. But you're going to keep saying he's not an employee, so your opinion doesn't matter.
Dude, what are you talking about? If he went up there to take the Cy Young, it would be invalid.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
He's not also, on any team right now.
Mike Trout won MVP.
That's obviously.
And Cody Bellinger won MVP, and I'm disgusted in that. I thought Yelich should have won.
Well, Yelich should have won, but I mean, like, Bellinger's start was so amazing.
Yeah, but then he had a great decline hitting wise.
But him batting like 400 for the, I think, what, the first 3 months.
Yeah, but Bellinger was unstoppable the whole season.
I know, but then he got hurt. Mike Trout got hurt
and he won MVP.
Yeah, but Mike Trout also got hurt last year, and that's why he didn't win MVP.
So that means Yelich is gonna win it next year.
I mean, Yelich should have won it this year.
Yeah, he should have won back to back MVPs. It's crazy.
But, like, sports are stupid. It's all about first impressions.
That's not true at all. Because if it was true, then Jake DeGrom would have won Cy Young.
I mean, all right, yeah, whatever.
Boom.
Why are we talking about that? I don't know anything about baseball. Why am I arguing?
I don't know either. So, yeah. Kristen Yelich got screwed. Colin Kaepernick
thing. Whoa. Your boy.
My boy? We already talked about Pete Alonso last episode.
Okay, but I mean,
Liam,
it's award season. Okay, I mean, I was giving you more time to brag about your boy.
We don't need to talk about Pete Alonso anymore. You know, we already know how good Pete Alonso is. We don't need to talk about him winning World Rookie of the Year again.
Who's better, Rafael Devers or Jeff McNeil?
Or who?
Jeff McNeil.
It's
not true at all. All right, keep going.
Jeff McNeil's a better fielder. Don't add me.
Great pop. He has great pop in his bat.
He does. He had like 19 home runs.
It's not bad.
Colin Kaepernick's meeting happened this week.
Oh my god, they cheered for him making a deep pass throw. Nice.
So, I'm a Colin Kaepernick supporter, but it's like Roger Goodell and the NFL really tried screwing him this week.
Oh, about how like they called him 2 hours before?
They didn't even tell him first. They told the media before they told him.
And he had 2 hours to accept it, right?
Yeah, he had 2 hours to accept the offer, which he obviously did. And then, good for him, he decided not to follow in with the NFL. It's like telling no media. He made sure the media was there, so good for him, you know?
I have questions.
Yeah, give me your questions.
First of all, I have to say, this is like 3 years too late. Right?
Oh, well, I feel like this might be something. They're saying it's not someone with a grievance, but it might be someone with a grievance.
I mean, this is just so, like, they don't get the, they definitely blackballed them.
But obviously it didn't work in their favor.
Who's?
The NFL.
Yeah. Wait, another question is, I have a lot of questions. One question is, if the NFL blackballed him out of the league, like, what teams would go and look at his tryouts? Did they mandate people to,
no,
like,
pull they said the they said all teams can go if they want to. But the only 8 teams showed up. And another way they screwed him over is because they made it on a Saturday when teams aren't going to be able to show up. They made sure, like, if teams are traveling, no one's able to go to Atlanta to watch it.
They could have sent a scout if they really wanted to.
But. Yeah, but, you know, it's kind of it's inconvenience in their part, too, because why do they have to go out of their way to scout this guy?
And they knew about this, like, 2 days in. They didn't even, like...
And also... It makes no sense for him to do it now in the middle of the season when a team's not going to sign him because he's not going to be able to fit. He's not going to go and join a team where he doesn't know the system at all.
Yeah, I mean, I understand some like major quarterbacks have hurt, but no one's really hurt. Exactly. I have no idea.
I know everything, so tell me.
Like, why couldn't Kaepernick just hold one of these himself?
I don't know.
Like, I think, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like if Kaepernick, like, did this, like, what, a few years before he got, like, when he got kicked out of the league, not kicked out, when he wouldn't get signed, like, a year later, I feel like he could have just had a combine for himself.
He could have, I guess, I don't know.
I mean, he made a shit ton of money off of it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's whatever.
I think
it's
weird. He may have made more money off of not playing the
I think they said it was between $1 million and $10 million he got from the grievance, so.
Also, like, he had a Nike deal.
He did a Nike.
Yeah, he probably got paid a shit ton of time. I'm telling you, I mean, if you really look at it, it wasn't terrible what happened to him. It was awful, but it wasn't awful.
Well, I think he prefers to play in the NFL than have to sit out all these years.
But there's a silver lining.
That's true. So I know there's some more NFL stuff. The Jet fans are so fucking annoying right now.
Hey, if they win out, they can make.
They have three games. They win three games now, and they think they're going to be automatically secured to make it to the playoffs. Now they think they're unstoppable. It's very annoying. Just know your role. Stay in your place. You don't see me, the Giants, getting hyped after every win. I would never do that.
Because you guys are actually reasonable. I mean, exactly. You want to lose.
I would never boost it on a team being the Buccaneers or Redskins. Never.
Dude, like... that
was good. But it's like, they did go crazy after being the Redskins. Like, yeah, just calm down. The Redskins are actually the worst team in football.
Oh, yeah, they're terrible. Well, I'm not sure they're not.
No. The Bengals are fighting winless team. The Redskins are just embarrassing. The Redskins only wins against the Dolphins. So how much is that, like, you know?
They really gotta sell that damn team.
I would say the Redskins are the worst team, without a doubt. You're telling me if the Redskins and the Bengals played, you wouldn't say the Bengals would win?
I don't know. The Bengals are so bad.
No, but they fight every game, though, I feel like.
Yeah, but they stay in it. They just can't win. I mean...
Yeah, but the Redskins only win is against the Dolphins.
But they have a win.
But it wasn't against a good team.
Who is the Bengals?
The Bengals that played the Raiders, who are in the contention for playoffs. They beat they lost to the Ravens. They lost to the Rams, who are kind of a good team still. They lost to the Jaguars, who are a good team. They lost to the Ravens again. They lost to the Cardinals, who are a fringe team. They almost beat them too. They lost by three. They lost to the Steelers, who are a good team. They lost to the Bills, who are a fringe team. They lost to the Niners and lost to the Seahawks.
Yeah, I guess that's not bad, actually. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And all but one or a couple of games, they were like a touchdown away from winning it.
But there's something about, like, they're just so incompetent. It's just the Bengals.
Yeah, but it's just the Redskins. The Redskins literally play on the worst field in football. And they refuse to change the condition of the field.
They should actually have a game to see who gets the first pick.
They should. Well, the Bengals don't get them. If the Bengals don't get a win, then they should. All right, so the Bengals are the Jets next week. In 2 weeks. So let's see.
Okay, so we figured we'll see.
They versus the Dolphins also in a couple weeks too. So we'll see then.
This is their test. Uh-huh. See if they're
a good 0-10 team. You know, that's what I'll say. They're a good 0-10 team.
I mean, what happened to Dalton?
Dalton's not playing. They benched Dalton.
They really?
Yeah, Ryan Finney. He's another redhead.
Jesus Christ. I mean, still, what happened to him? Dalton wasn't
a bad quarterback. They decided to bench him because they drafted a young quarterback in the draft this year. So they wanted to see how he was doing.
Dalton was like an MVP candidate like 5 years ago. Damn, that team. One of the biggest disappointments.
It really was.
They were a Vontaze Burfict hit away from winning the ball in 20 years.
Yeah, they were. Philip Rivers. Poor Philip Rivers. The 2004 draft class is dead now.
Huh?
The 2004 draft class is dead.
Who was it? Rivers?
Rivers, Manning.
Roethlisberger, Manning.
They're dead.
Yeah.
Unless Rosberg or someone comes back from this injury.
I mean, Eli, like, gave birth to someone, so.
That's true. Eli has the same amount of rings as Ben Roethlisberger, and Phil Rivers doesn't have any, so. Phil Rivers never lived up to his hype, I guess.
I mean, Rivers was the best out of all three.
That's a crazy thing to say.
How's that crazy thing to say?
Ben Roethlisberger is way better than Phil Rivers.
I don't know.
Phil Rivers is, like, the most unclutch quarterback of all time.
I mean, but the numbers, Dan.
The numbers say Phil Rivers is worse.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
Let me look at
him. All right, you look up Ben Ross. You look up Phil Rivers. I'll look up Ben Roethlisberger.
But are you agreeing that he's better than Eli?
Yeah.
Well,
career-wise, but Eli's more successful.
Even this year, Rivers has 3,000 yards.
Career-wise, he has 56,000 yards.
All right, less than Rivers.
How many yards does Rivers have?
57,825.
I'll blame that because Rosberg got injured this year.
No.
You want to stand up with him. He's at 56,545.
You're right.
He has...
So, they're tied on that one.
He has 363 touchdowns.
Huh?
363 touchdowns.
389 Rivers.
Oh, again, I'll blame that with the... Because he'd be right next to him there. If he didn't get
how much touchdowns? Wait. How much did you say?
363. He's only 20 back.
But Rivers only has 15 touchdowns this year. So he'd still have more.
Yeah, but I said they'd be neck and neck, though.
Yeah, so I mean, what you're trying to say...
So they're even, but... Rivers had 6 Pro Bowls, 2 Super Bowl champions, won the Rookie of the Year.
Well, he was on better teams.
Phil Rivers was on a good team. The Chargers have always been good.
Chargers have always been good, but they've never had a great defense. Roethlisberger had great defenses.
And Roethlisberger was able to still win games.
He had a great defense.
Phil Rivers is literally the most unclutch quarterback of all time. He never gets the job done. Whenever you see a tie game or a game down by 3 with Phil Rivers and 4 minutes remaining, what do you think is going to happen? Tell me what happens in your head.
We talked about numbers. They're basically the same at numbers.
They are basically the numbers. I'll give you that.
And Roethlisberger has had a better defense than him.
But who is always like, tell me, what happens when there's 4 minutes left and the Chargers down 3,
okay,
what happens?
When they go over who is better and who is more clutch, it's different.
Not really, because like Rivers can never finish a job. Roethlisberger can.
Okay, but Rivers is going to end up with a lot more numbers than Roethlisberger.
Well, I think this might be the end of Rivers' season career, so.
No, he'll find another spot somewhere.
You think he's going to find another team?
Definitely.
Who's going to sign him as a starting quarterback?
He'll wither away in, like, fucking...
No one's gonna... You think he wants to move 7 kids to a different team?
Dude, he'll go to, like... I mean...
There's literally no team in L.A. or California that would sign him.
I don't know. I think someone definitely
Can you stop hitting your mic?
Sorry. I'm walking.
Bro, you're crazy if you think someone's gonna sign Rivers.
I think someone will. Like, maybe not, like... You're telling me after this year, Rivers would never play again.
Rivers was so bad this year. I think it's the end of his line.
I'm looking at...
He did 4 interceptions last night, and 2 of them were in the clutch.
Yeah, but... We're 2019. 14 interceptions to 15 touchdowns. 3,169 passing yards. Which is still, it's not good, but that's not terrible.
It's not good.
I mean, the touchdown to interception ratio is bad, but I mean, 3,169 passing yards is not terrible.
Well, where does he rank? Let's see where he ranks against other quarterbacks this season, then.
I'm pretty sure 2 weeks ago he was leading the league.
No.
QB passing. How am I on 10% already? It was 2019.
Oh, he is second.
Bro, Rivers leads the league in passing yards.
No, he doesn't. Dak does.
Oh, I'm looking at in pro football reference. Got to update them. But I'm telling you, I mean, he's leading. He's second in the league in passing.
But I don't think anyone's going to sign him still, though. Maybe as a backup, but no one's going to want him as a starter. He's too old.
I mean, even as a backup, I think he'd put up, like, someone's going to get hurt. He'll put up numbers.
I don't think so. I think he's done. I think his career should be done.
Well, we'll see that next year. Yeah, I think San Diego is in one more year.
Well, thank God San Diego isn't a team anymore.
Oh, fuck. Las Vegas? Where are they going?
Los Angeles.
Oh, LA. They're in LA. I'm
hashtag done with Phil Rivers. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not going to be done with him yet.
I'm hashtag done.
I hope, you know what? I hope he does become a backup and wins the Super Bowl on Sunday. What if he goes to the Patriots and becomes Brady's backup?
Yeah, what if he becomes Brady's replacement?
Brady's successor.
Yeah. Alright, so this is kind of a weird story. Tiana Trump, if you don't know her, you're an idiot. You know who Tiana Trump is before you look the story up?
Yeah, porn star.
Alright, just making sure. Well, we don't say that word. We say adult.
Adult entertainment.
Well, a couple of days ago, she tweeted out something about... Hey, where's the tweet? Let me find it. You know what? Did you see the tweet? I can't find it.
It was, you gotta go or something. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh, she tweeted, your players need to pay me what he owes me at OKC Thunder.
Yeah.
So, what me and Mel are gonna do here, we're gonna do some investigative journalism. We're gonna figure out who fucked Tiana Trump on the Thunder.
First, I gotta pull up the Thunder's roster. That's because I'm doing the same thing. I have no clue who's on the Thunder right now. Is Dennis Schroeder on the Thunder still?
Dennis Schroeder's there.
All right, that's my number one.
You don't think it's Chris Paul?
Dude, no. I can see Dennis. Chris Paul has a wife.
Okay, and?
Isn't it Chris Paul? No, it's D-Wade's wife.
No, yeah, D-Wade's the one getting his butt eaten. No, but I can see Chris Paul. My second candidate is kind of out there.
Dude, my phone's on 3%.
All right, go find a charger then.
I have to go upstairs. Yeah. All right.
Danilo Gallinari. That's who my fringe suspect is.
Gallinari, I can see. I only say Schroeder because, like, I feel like he paid her to do some weird shit with him because he's German.
He's German. Ooh, Gallinari just hit a step back. But my two suspects are, it's either going to be, actually I'm going to have three. Chris Paul, Danilo Gallinari, or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander used to play for LA. So
you're going to tell me you don't think it's Schroeder at all.
No, I don't think Schroeder does. She's not normal enough for Schroeder.
Fucking let me.
I mean, she's too normal for Schroeder.
Dude, my phone's definitely going to die in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, make it in time.
Roster. Steven Adams?
No. He's from Netherlands. I don't think he does that kind of stuff. Shai
Gilgeous as Andrew.
I'm saying it has to be one of the guys.
Ooh, Andre Robert. Andre no. Roberson?
No, I don't think it's Roberson. It has to be a guy from LA because that's where I think she would live for a couple of years.
LA. Mike Muscala.
No.
I can see Muscala doing that.
It might be. It has to be Chris Paul.
Why do you say that?
Because he's just old and he wants something new. You know? He's new to OKC. There's no one else.
No. I know who it is.
Who?
It's Nader.
No.
Bro, Nader is like $3 billion.
It's not Nader.
Nader is rich, dude. He could.
It's not going
to
be Nader.
If you're trying to get money from someone, that's the person you try to get money from.
It's not Nader. I'm telling you, it's not. It has to be Chris Paul. My suspect is Chris Paul.
Oh, fuck! I think I left my charger in someone's room. Can I call you back?
No.
I'm gonna call you back.
3, 2, 1. All right, we're back.
Yo.
Do you have your charger? Oh, I see someone's back.
Yeah, I'm in my room.
All right, well, we only have one more topic left. The last topic, Jeopardy GOAT Tournament. We're going to have... So, it's going to be pretty sad because it's Alex Trebek. and then everything is going on with him.
Yeah.
So on January 7th, I think it's a week-long event. All right, stop, please. You're just making so much noise.
Sorry.
The last January 7th, it's going to be the Jeopardy.
Hello?
Did you just fart?
January 10th.
January 7th.
7th.
We're going to have the all-time great tournament for Jeopardy. Ken Jennings versus Brad Rutter versus James Horowitz. To decide who is the GOAT of Jeopardy.
Wait, is that that dude who like went on that insane run?
Oh my god, this dude doesn't even know what James Horowitz is. Oh,
is that the guy? I mean, he's obviously going to win, right?
Well, Ken Jennings had the previous record.
Oh.
And then Brad Rutter is a guy who beat Ken Jennings. And he was, when Brad Rutter was playing Jeopardy, he was playing where you can only stay on for a week. So he
could. Oh, so he couldn't.
So he could. He was like, he's like the Bill Russell of Jeopardy.
So he could have ran up the ranks.
We never know. He could have went up. He could have been the GOAT. And if we're being honest, I love this Brad Rutter guy. He's a nobody right now to me. Basically, he has, for the odds, he has the worst odds. He's +280 to win the thing.
He's the Cinderella story coming out.
If you're a betting man, you put your money on Brad Rutter.
So when is this again?
January 7th. Jesus Christ.
January 7th.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just asking again. Well,
we literally said like it's like maybe 7 okay,
you,
now.
You know how I work. You know how I work. I'm very I.
But yeah, that's it. That's all I have. All right. Also, do you like that picture I posted?
Which one?
The one on my Instagram story.
I must look at it. So you look at it. Oh wait, no, I saw it already.
Yeah. Bruh.
Wait, what was it again? Oh, Yoda says, bruh. I forgot. Yoda, bruh. I just remembered. Yo, Baby Yoda's awesome.
I love Baby Yoda. If you haven't watched Mandalorian, you're smart.
Must watch. It's a must watch right now.
And Lee's not even a Star Wars guy.
I'm not. I really don't like it. It's not I don't like it. I just never really was a fan, but I like this show a lot.
All right, that's all I have.
Is that it?
Yeah, CM Punk's about to be on the WWE show, so we're going to watch that.
Oh, I saw he got his own thing. I mean, kind of a sellout, but okay.
Sure.
The amount of shit they put him through, and he's just coming right back to it.
Was that working directly for WWE? He's working for Fox, so it's kind of different.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you next week.
See ya.